Part 3, Characteristic 6. If someone bothers you during your warm-up, do not let it affect your performance. Champions have developed coping procedures that enable them to terminate any social interactions when they want. As has been mentioned, warming up by oneself is desirable. However, others may come to the athlete and want to interact. Some appropriate actions to immediately terminate meetings of this type are these. 1. The individual is asked to meet after the contest. 2. The athlete excuses him or herself because they are busy doing a warm-up. 3. The athlete physically moves away from the interrupting athlete. If this is done, it is worthwhile to immediately perform some successful physical activity associated with the warm-up so that focus can be regained. A fourth act is the place where preparations are performed is physically isolated from potential distractions. It implies that once you commit yourself to warm-up, interactions with other athletes should be kept to a minimum and preferably not occur. If you're approached by another athlete, you need to implement a coping behavior that terminates the interaction. After any termination of a social interruption, it's helpful to immediately perform something physical. The demands of physical tasks usually require you to concentrate on what you're doing. That is a good conservative approach to ensure that you regain or maintain your focus and concentration on performing the best preparations possible. The seventh characteristic is do not worry about opponents. Champions have learned that to think about opponents is futile. All their energy is applied to self-controlled activities rather than dissipating them on considering factors that they cannot control. There is nothing an athlete can do about opponents. Thinking about them only disrupts self-centered considerations and distracts from events over which the athlete has control. There is no benefit to considering entities over which one does not have control. Since an athlete can only control what he or she is doing, that should be the focus of attention. It implies that worrying about opponents is a futile pursuit which does not yield any benefits. It is non-adaptive because it will consume your attention for a period of time, and that time could be better used serving your own interests. The eighth factor is be prepared to be nervous and tense before a competition. The nervousness that is experienced prior to a competition is a natural phenomenon that should be exploited to an athlete's benefit. It results from heightened arousal that is caused by the excitement of the situation. It is the energizing component of competitive lift and is why an athlete should expect to perform better in competitions than at training. Some sports psychologists have recommended ways to reduce nervousness by using such things as hypnotherapy and relaxation, but they are self-defeating strategies. Rather, nervousness should be used to an athlete's advantage. It can be controlled by a greater than normal amount of physical activity and performing competition-specific simulations. Nervousness and tension become problems when an athlete is physically and/or mentally inactive. Tension results from poor control of nervousness. The best way to control tension is to be physically active because it is incompatible with tension buildup. Activity dissipates an altered biochemistry that leads to the sensation of tension, and the requirement to concentrate on controlling activity takes one's mind off the changed state and focuses it more appropriately on physical activity. Champions spend more time preparing for championships, performing greater amounts of task-relevant work, and focusing their minds on positive and adaptive activities than they do for lesser events and in comparison to lesser performers. The implication then is this. You should expect to experience a greater amount of nervousness at a competition than you would at practice, and that is a good thing. It can be used to assist you to perform at an increased level. It is your responsibility to control the heightened nervousness by planned physical and mental activities that keep it under control. It should be your aim to have the nervousness peak as the contest starts. This completes part 3 of topic 7.